Yes, it's recording. Yes, I'm sure it's... I'm sure it's recording. I managed to record the log on the first night, didn't I? You did listen to it, didn't you? Why did you say it like that? All weird. Yes, I listened to the whole thing. The whole log. Now you're looking at me all wide-eyed intensity. Are you alright? I'm not sure this ghost hunting is good for you. You're getting all weird, and I would rather you not be weird in a place like this, because this place is seriously creepy. I mean, oof. This is... The sounds alone are enough to... This is straight out of a horror film. Okay, introduction. Okay, do not interrupt. This is important. I'm a professional ghost hunter. I don't want any of your amateur stuff, like dropping the recorder in a canal, which never happened. That never happened. I won't mention it again, I promise. This is the third night of our Halloween ghost hunt. No, sorry, second night. Because yesterday never happened. We did not go to the haunted canal. And you certainly did not drop a recorder in the canal. And you certainly didn't push me in after it. That never happened. And we certainly didn't have to walk home for 2 hours in wet clothes because no cab would pick us up in the middle of nowhere when we were soaking wet. That never happened. So this is the second night of our Halloween ghost hunt. Look, if I had an issue, if I was bearing a grudge, this would be the place to bury your body because nothing says hidden bodies like an abandoned asylum. And what was that sound? This place is really creepy. Okay. What was that? Didn't you hear that? The wind. This is just a horror film cliche. So, okay. London Workhouse Lunatic Ward. Many a poor soul found themselves here and driven here. Are you hearing that? Driven here by abject poverty, only to suffer a terrible fate at the hands of those who are meant to aid them. Did it just get cold in here? Feel my hands. Yeah, could you? Yeah, I wouldn't mind a hug. It's really cold. Oh, it's creepy. Tonight, we are searching for the ghost of Viola Grimshaw. An evil nurse who loved her patients to death and beyond. I don't like it. Yeah, hold me a bit closer. Oh, you're so warm. This is not a good place. Okay. Viola Grimshaw was born to a well-to-do family. With three younger sisters, she should have been the first to marry. However, she was unable to secure... Was that a door? Was unable to secure a marriage and Leslie was a spinster. Did you hear that? Someone coughed. With no hope of marriage and no hope of children, she turned to the care of others and became a nurse, taking up a position in the London Workhouse Lunatic Ward. That is a creepy name. Why is it so cold in here? Just come closer. Yeah, I feel better when you're cuddling me. Viola Grimshaw decided that if she could not find a husband outside of the ward, she would find one within. And thusly, she proceeded to feed her patients love potions. Love potions cooked up in an evil kitchen. The patients went crazy. Can you hear that? It's so cold in here. What is that? It sounds like someone's in here with us. The patients went crazy. Crazier than their state. Ripping out their fingernails, clawing at their faces. And all that Viola would do is watch in search of her beloved. One day, she found a new love. A Mr. Amos Chester. Amos Chester was not insane, but was poor and had no other place to go other than the workhouse. The only bed available was in the lunatic ward. And Viola, caring and kind, convinced him to have some of her special tea. And it affected his mind. But the insanity was that of love, for he fell in love with Viola. At last she had found what she had been searching for. However, with the great love came an unsettled mind, and Amos grew jealous. As Viola tended to her patients, Amos would murder them. Violent, bloody deaths. And Viola saw them as a sign of true love. Some say that hundreds fell at their hands. Amos would bathe in their blood, and Viola would gaze and smile at her beloved. One night One night after committing another murder, Amos knocked over a candle and the bloody bedsheets caught fire. The fire quickly spread. It's a ghost. So cold in here. It's shaking. Fire gutted the hospital. And reports were soon made of a nurse walking the grounds at night, calling out for her beloved Amos. We need to go now. We need to go. Fuck. Let's go. Fuck. God. Oh. Can I have your ghost? I'm shaking. I want to try. Oh, hold me. Love potions. I wouldn't give anyone a love potion. I don't need to. If someone loves me, oh god, that was so creepy. It's an actual ghost. Oh, I can't stop shaking. Oh, thank you. Just hold me. Oh. We don't actually have to spend the rest of the night up here. She's looking at us through the window. She's looking at you. She's pointing at you. No. Oh no. He's not your beloved, he's mine. No. No. I'm just saying that because crazy nurse ghost is not getting my best friend. Oh, I feel a bit sick. I think I'm gonna throw up. What? It's just nerves. It's fine. I didn't say I love you because I totally wouldn't do that. And is she coming through the wall? You know what? I think we should just maybe run in that direct. Yeah, we should run. We should definitely be running. Running. Fuck. At running a ghost. Really hard. Have we lost? Okay. This is your fault. Totally your fault. What? Oh my god, I think you're actually insane. Being in that mental asylum was not good for you. I mean, I don't love you. I just said that so the ghost wouldn't come and get you. I mean, I was being your best friend. I was taking one for the team. What log? Wait, why did you say it like that? I listened to the whole fuck. Did it record everything? It recorded everything. Of course it did. Of course it bloody did. Fuck. This is not how I imagined it coming out. I imagined more romance and flowers and less insane nurses and mental asylum. Is that? No, it's not. So, where do we go from here? I'm just gonna say it. I love you. I am crazy in love with you. I'm so in love with you that I can't help it. Sometimes it hurts to breathe. Because I'm your friend and I want more. Oh, I feel all shivery. This is scary. This is scarier than the ghost. What do you mean I have nothing to be scared of? I just told my best friend that I'm in love. You love me too. Did you just say? You love me. You love me. Say it to you. You love me. I mean, I love you. This is... You love me. This is not how I thought this would happen. I never thought this would happen. I imagined it. You love me. What do you mean this is exactly how you planned it? Wait, what do you mean? You planned this. Because I like horror films. No kissing. No kissing yet. Let me just get this straight. You planned to tell me that you love me at Halloween on a ghost hunt because I like horror films. Are you serious? What the hell is wrong with you? That... Oh, we are just as... We... I got nothing. That is ridiculous. That is so... sweet, sort of. Did you plan on pushing me in the canal? Was that part... Okay, that wasn't planned. That's good. Because, yeah, still, I've got a bit of a crush. Okay, now you can kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Why? What are you looking at? Oh, fuck, it's Viola. Run! Run!